Welcome, everyone. Welcome to our Sunday morning service here at St. John's Church. As we gather together as one body in the house of the Lord, may you prepare your hearts to receive more of what the Lord Jesus Christ has to offer. There are lots of announcements that you'll find in the bulletin on pages 14 and 15. The Youth for Christ Middle School Bible study on Tuesday morning saw an attendance of 76 students before school. Elliot Knopfziger is seeking adults who would be willing to volunteer as a small group leader for the time when they divide the group into smaller groups for brief discussions of the morning lesson. If interested, either contact Elliot or talk with Pastor Eric. Community meals are starting this Tuesday, and we are looking for volunteers to help serve the food, serve coffee, bus tables, and help clean up afterwards. Instead of having the senior lunch on third Thursday this month, we will be hosting that this week, October 9th, starting at 11:30 a.m. here in the gym. As Max Walker developed a cold at the end of the week, his baptism has been postponed to next Sunday. The 10:30 service will be held in the sanctuary next Sunday, October 12th. Installation of the carpet was finished Friday, and the installers hope to lay the flooring in the new storage area, the narthex, and the mother's room tomorrow. In preparation for our return to the sanctuary, we ask for volunteers to come on Thursday morning, starting at 9 a.m., to clean the sanctuary and help prepare for worship. As we celebrate the sacrament of communion this morning, Pastor Eric will invite you to come forward down the center aisle, receive the element of bread from two servers, then walk to the side aisle to receive the element of the cup, partaking of each element as you receive them. We are using disposable cups this morning, so there are trash cans along the side aisle for their disposal. If you wish to remain in your seat, we will bring the elements to you. Our scripture comes from 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. In the book of 1 Corinthians, Paul has written a letter responding to the church in Corinth, who wrote Paul requesting his instruction on a variety of issues, including abuses of the Lord's Supper. Paul reminds the church that when believers partake of the elements of Holy Communion, they look back at what Christ has done and look forward to his return. This meal is a time of joyous unity, reflection, and anticipation until he returns. To come to the table in an unworthy manner means to come in a spirit of disunity or division. Christ's followers should first examine themselves, not to beat themselves up over personal sin, but to determine if they are holding something against a fellow believer that could cause disunity in the body. Let's read 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. For I have received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let's pray. Father God, as we worship and honor you this morning, we ask for your presence to rain down on us through the power of your Holy Spirit. May we love one another as you have loved us, holding no unforgiveness or offense in our hearts. We give you all the honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Then sings my soul, how great thou art. Let us rise together and sing Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. Psalm 103 begins, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, bless and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not thy benefits." Let us sing together 10,000 reasons. Bless the Lord.
I invite the children to come forward and sit over here on the side of the platform. Have a seat. How are we doing? You ready to be tested? Oh, yes. No test, though. Here is a word from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Okay? It says, yeah? Okay, we're on 10:13 today. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out for you so that you can stand up under it. Do you know what temptation means? What is temptation about?
Like when the devil is telling you to do something.
Sometimes the devil might tell you to do something and you shouldn't do it. That's temptation. What's that? When you really want something. You don't want to hit somebody. That's a sin, not necessarily a temptation. Somebody in the church was really nice this morning to me. They slipped me a package of vanilla Oreo cookies. I'm not supposed to have those too often. So I have this whole package sitting on my desk in my office. And if I am tempted, I will have those gone from 8 a.m. tomorrow by noon. Maybe by 10, because I could give in to temptation of those cookies. Okay? So what I have to do, instead of giving in to temptation, whether the devil wants me to do it or something we just want to do, I should take those home after worship and give them to my wife so she gives me two a day. So cookies can be tempting, all that kind of good stuff. But temptation really is from Satan, from the devil, trying to get us to do something that's not good. Ryan?
Why can't you have the cookies?
Why can't I? Because I eat them all at once. I should have just a few M&Ms, it doesn't matter. Sweets, it's gone. So I'm going to give you a little demonstration about temptation and what God gives us. This yellow balloon stands for each one of you, okay? And all of us. This yellow balloon stands for us. Yes. The straw, believe it or not, represents God, okay? So this is us, and this is God. And this vase represents temptation, represents getting stuck into temptation, okay? So don't do this at home without parental supervision. I was looking for our fireman in the room. So you got to take this and you got to light it and you got to let it burn a little bit, but you don't want it to burn you. And you drop it in the jar and you put this on top. Now what's the yellow?
Us.
The balloon is getting sucked in. Can you see that? You've done it before? Whoa. And it's so sucked in, we're trapped. We can lift that. Wow. Did you do this part with God? Remember, the scripture tells us God will not give us anything more than we can face temptation. And when we do get tempted, God gives us a way out. Our way out is God. We'll release that. We are released from being stuck in temptation because God is with us.
And you're not getting pulled down.
I tell you, not anymore because the heat's gone. So God is always with us when we're being tempted. And the best way we can ask for God's help is prayer. So let's pray now. Lord, we know that sometimes we're tempted, and yet the Bible teaches us that we're not tempted beyond what we can handle. And when we are facing temptation, you are with us. So, Lord, I pray that you give these children strength to say no to temptation. And, Lord, when there's weakness, may they turn and pray to you, and may you strengthen them so that they're not going to get stuck in sin. In Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks for coming forward. That worked a whole lot better at this service than it did at 8 o'clock. It worked, but there was not as much smoke. I gave Jenna the announcement to share this morning, and then I forgot part of it. So before I get into prayer, if you are able to come and help clean not only the sanctuary, but move things back to the sanctuary, like the baby grand piano has to go from the chapel back down there. But if you're going to help clean, we need hands and bodies, and we need vacuums and buckets and cleaner and brushes and all that kind of good stuff. So if you can come, bring some of that stuff with you, and you'll have fun. I schedule that for Thursday. I thought I was going to do it Wednesday when I was busy, but we'll see. If you look on page 19 in the bulletin, we have our prayer joins, concerns, and requests. If you look at bulletin 2, depends on how well you read. We normally have the person's name at the front, and this pertains to the Bernath family, to Jace, and they are praising God and grateful for our church family support and prayers. They have felt them tremendously. Cardiac testing was normal, and Jace has been released for full activity. And so they were very thankful for your prayers. You go down a little bit, and we have been praying for Chloe Merrillett for several years now, dealing with all the effects of cancer and treatment. And she had further complications this last week. The pain in her leg went to the emergency room, then had to go to Columbus, found out that the hardware in her back broke, and so that had to be repaired. They repaired it, but then there was some other issues, and they went back in, and the dura had a hole in it, so the protective coating around the nerves, and so they had to go back in for that. She does have sensation in her legs, and so that's a good thing. There was some confusion about the 48 hours. She's been able to have a little bit of elevation, which if you've ever had a lower back fusion, any kind of slight elevation is very helpful when you're laying flat on your back. And so they are grateful for your prayers, and we continue to pray for her full recovery. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Lord, throughout Scripture, you teach us, and as we read, we are reminded of the wonder of prayer. We don't just pray for things that we need. We pray for others. We pray for hope. We pray for a relationship, a stronger relationship with you. We pray with thanksgiving. We praise you, and we offer you our joy for the wonders of life that we experience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, when we face temptation, when there's something that looks good, something sounds good, something may feel good at first, Lord, you convict us to pray that we are not always going to do what we want to do, but first, when we are making decisions, when we are facing temptation, help us to stop and to turn to you in prayer, seeking your guidance, seeking your will, seeking your way. And on this World Communion Sunday, when we celebrate unity within the church and unity with all believers through the revelation of your holy word, Lord, we celebrate the sacrament of communion. And we are so thankful because there are times when we have given in to temptation and we have sinned. We've tried hard not to, but we can be weak. And we have purposely sinned and gone against your truth. Or there are times when we have sinned and we're not even aware of it because we were meant to do something on your behalf and we failed. We didn't think of it. And so there is the sacrament of communion, to be reminded that Jesus Christ sacrificed himself. He hung on the cross. He died for our forgiveness. So that when we do sin, when we have failed and given into temptation, it's not, quote, the end of the world. But it's a time of reflection, a time of confession, a time of seeking forgiveness, a time of repentance, a time of restoration through the wonderful, powerful ways of communion, to be forgiven through the broken body and the shed blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, how wondrous your love is. And so we thank you for the sacrament, and we thank you for this Sunday. And Lord, we pray for Christians around the world. We pray for non-believers and unbelievers around the world that they would know the sacrament, that the guilt and the shame can be set aside through the redemption that we have through Jesus Christ. And so we pray in thanksgiving. We pray in thanksgiving for your love and for your grace and for your mercy. Lord, we are thankful that Jace has been returned to full activity. And we continue to pray as he gets back in shape from what he's not been able to do. We pray for Greg as he soon will be on another round of chemo. And we lift up Deb, his wife and caregiver. We pray for Denise and Justin. We pray for Chloe. We pray for her parents, Keith and John, and grandparents, Roger and Kay, and the family. And we pray that in these hours of recovery, that sensation would continue to grow, and she would be restored to be able to walk and have health. We pray for Mason, and we pray for Josie. Lord, we pray for Charlene LaFontaine as she's now in Fairlawn Care Center. We pray for her strength, and we pray for her peace. Lord, unite us on this Sunday of Worldwide Communion. Unite us with Christians around the world, with Christians across the street, with Christians in churches on the other side of town. Unite us in one reality to worship and to serve you. Lord, we thank you for Jesus Christ, his sacrifice, and for the ways he teaches us how to pray. Praying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
As we prepare to give our tithes and offerings, let us hear the word of the Lord found in Malachi 3:10. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will be not room enough to store it. Let's pray. God, you are a good father. We thank you for all your many blessings. Even when times seem uncertain, you show us that we can trust you. May we in turn show you that you can trust us with much, allowing us to be a church who cares for your children, not only in our community, but around the world. May our offerings bless your kingdom as we test the promise in your word, bringing our whole tithe into your storehouse. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I invite the ushers forward for this morning's offering.
I will be reading our sermon scripture passage from Isaiah chapter 1, verses 21 through 31. In these verses, it shares about Isaiah the prophet, who spoke to both the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah. And after Israel was overtaken by the Assyrians, Isaiah continued to prophesy to Judah. Isaiah ministered from about 740 to 680 BC. 60 years of sharing the prophecy of God with the people. It was a time when the people of God turned away from him, worshiping false gods and no longer recognizing their sin as sin. These verses in chapter 1 provide the Lord's plan of redemption with justice. Isaiah 1, 21 through 31. See how the faithful city has become a harlot. She once was full of justice. Righteousness used to dwell in her. But now murderers. Your silver has become dross. Your choice wine is diluted with water. Your rulers are rebels, companions of thieves. They all love bribes and chase after gifts. They do not defend the cause of the fatherless. The widow's case does not come before them. Therefore, the Lord Almighty, the Mighty One of Israel, declares, "Ah, I will get relief from my foes and avenge myself on my enemies. I will turn my hand against you. I will thoroughly purge away your dross and remove all your impurities. I will restore your judges as in days of old, your counselors as at the beginning. Afterward, you will be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Zion will be redeemed with justice, her penitent ones with righteousness. But rebels and sinners will both be broken, and those who forsake the Lord will perish. You will be ashamed because of the sacred oaks in which you have delighted. You will be disgraced because of the gardens that you have chosen. You will be like an oak with fading leaves, like a garden without water. The mighty man will become tinder, and his work a spark. Both will burn together, with no one to quench the fire." This is God's holy word.
As you look around, you can see some notes of encouragement posted on the walls by our children and youth, and many of them reflect that precious truth: God loves you, Jesus loves you. Let us rise as we're able and sing together the hymn that you can find on page 9 of your bulletin, "Jesus Loves Me."
Be seated.